Back in the 15th century, in a tiny village near Nuremberg, there lived a family with 18 children. The stories told that two of those children dreamt of pursuing their talent for art, but they knew full well that their father could never afford to send them both to college. The two boys came to a deal. They'd toss a coin, and whoever lost would go to work in the nearby mines and support his brother's education. Then, when his studies were completed, they would swap places. Albrecht Dürer was the brother who won the toss. He went off to study art while his brother Albert worked underground for 4 years to support him. Albrecht's talent was quickly appreciated, and by the time he graduated, he was commanding considerable fees for his work. The young artist returned to great celebrations. At the end of the party, he rose to drink a toast to his brother for the years of sacrifice. It was time for him to fulfill the vow to support his brother's dream. Every head at the table turned in eager expectation. But instead of joy, they saw only tears of sadness streaming down the face of Albert. 4 years in the mine had left him with broken fingers and arthritis. He could hardly hold a glass any longer, much less a pencil. To pay homage to this sacrifice, Dürer sketched his brother's broken hands with his palms firmly pressed together. It's become widely known as the Praying Hands, an image of comfort and hope for many seeking strength from God. Lord, none of us ever find success by ourselves. Thank you for the friends, the family, and the strangers too, who've helped us along the way. May we be available to help others we meet today. Amen.